This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. James Whitey Bulger will return to federal court this week after making an initial court appearance on Friday. The Boston mobster spent 16 years as a fugitive. He faces a number of indictments, including 19 counts of murder. Joining us to talk about what we might expect to see in court is former Assistant U.S. Attorney Thomas Frangillo. He was the prosecutor for the New England Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force in Boston. He's now with the law firm of Weil, Gottschall & Manges in Boston. He is not associated with the Whitey Bulger case. Attorney Frangillo, thank you for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
Now, the first issue is Bulger's ability to pay for his own lawyer. He says he cannot afford an attorney. The government disagrees. How will this be decided?
Well, there'll be a hearing in which Mr. Bulger will first have to submit a financial affidavit to the court detailing all of his assets. And if the United States disputes the veracity of the information in the financial affidavit, then there could be evidence that would be taken by the court, in this case the magistrate judge, to determine whether or not the information is truthful or if there are additional outside sources of income that could be used to finance or pay for an attorney for the defense.
What's the crux of it? If money exists, how is it determined whether that, where that money came from, how it can be used or not used for the defense?
Well, right now the government has suggested that Mr. Bulger has family resources available to him, and of course family members aren't required to pay to defend someone else, and there's a serious issue whether or not any of his assets would be forfeited to the United States or the subject of forfeiture. And the monies that were seized in his apartment in California, the $800,000, likely will be the subject of forfeiture given the broad sweeping nature of the indictment, which includes drug trafficking and obtaining illegal proceeds. You know, the burden in some respects is going to be on the government to establish that he has an independent source of money that was not the result of any alleged illegal activity that could be used to defend the case. And I also think that given the nature of the charges in the case, this case warrants more than one attorney for the defense. So I would not be at all surprised if there's a lengthy hearing, evidentiary hearing, but that Mr. Bulger may well end up having court-appointed counsel.
Okay, so as for court-appointed counsel, who are these lawyers, and how would one or more specifically be chosen for Bulger?
There's really two sources of potential attorneys. There's the Federal Defender's Office, and there's a group of attorneys that have been appointed. They're part of what's called the CJA panel. I think it's the Criminal Justice Act panel, in which a number of perhaps 100 lawyers in the Boston or Eastern Massachusetts area have been cleared through a process to defend people in federal court on federal criminal charges, in which one of the judges of the court has to pass upon them, as well as the head of the CJA panel.
Now, there's also speculation over whether this case against Bulger will even go to trial or if he'll try to reach some type of a deal. From your perspective, will the government want to put Bulger on trial or reach a deal?
I think that the government in this case, given who Whitey Bulger is alleged to be, doesn't have a big choice. I think they really want to try him. I think that they need to vindicate the FBI. They need to show the people in this country and in the state and in Boston that you know, the federal government is not part of this. I think that they've alleged that he's the kingpin, he's the boss, and that they need to make an example of him. There's nobody higher in the chain, so to speak, than Mr. Bulger.
Thomas, thank you for joining us this morning.
You're quite welcome.
Former Assistant U.S. Attorney in Boston, Thomas Frangillo. This is 90.9 WBUR.